Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday to all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from Overcast, Dunedin, Florida, and TD Ballpark, site of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Dunedin Blue Jays, who are the single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Tonight we have game two of a six-game series for you, with first pitch scheduled for 6:30. We will have an on-time start. There is a nasty thunderstorm cell to our south, but that appears to be slipping below us. We should, knock on wood, be good to go for 9 uninterrupted innings starting today's game on time. And for the St. Lucie Mets, they are trying to do something that they have not done yet in this second half, start a series 2-0. They've only done it one time this season. That was back in June, late in the first half against Palm Beach. Mets rolled into town yesterday. Long day on the road from Clover Park here to Dunedin, Florida. But the Mets were great. They won 6-2. It might have been their most well-rounded game of the year. That was the talk in the locker room after the game. That's how well it went. It was a darn near perfect performance by the entire team. Now, can they keep that momentum going tonight and go up 2-0 on this season-long 12-game, 13-day road trip? Mets certainly hope so. Yesterday it was three pitchers, Jonah Tong in his St. Lucie Mets debut, and the relievers Miguel Alfonseca and Eric Fago each pitching three innings. Tong didn't give any runs. Fago and Alfonseca just one run allowed each on groundouts. Mets offense put up a three spot in the second, and then insurance runs in the eighth with three more and won that game 6-2. With the win, the Mets improved to 40-70 in the second. Overall, they are 16-33 in the second half. Dunedin fell to 53-62 overall, 21-28 in the second half. Taking a look at the complete standings in the second half in the East, Jupiter won yesterday to remain in first place. Jupiter now 25-24, head above water, over 500. Leading Palm Beach by two games, Daytona by three, and the Mets by nine. In the West Division, Lakeland has a little bit of breathing room now. It's been basically even or one up, one back for the Flying Tigers most of this second half. They are two up on Clearwater, three up on Bradenton. Tampa's eight back, Fort Myers nine back, and Dunedin 11 out. Other games in the Florida State League today, Clearwater is at Lakeland at 6:30. Palm Beach at Tampa at 6:30, Bradenton at Jupiter at 6:30, and Daytona at Fort Myers at 7. And once again, our first pitch is scheduled for 6:30. We'll take a quick break on the pregame show. We'll come back with the national anthem, the pitching matchup, the lineups, and that should lead us right into first pitch on this warm Wednesday evening in Dunedin, Florida.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are off. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pre-game show continues. During the break, the national anthem was played, so it's nothing now except waiting on the first pitch on this Wednesday night. Mets trying to go 2-0. Dunedin trying to even the series at one game apiece. Let's take a look at the starting pitching matchup for the Mets. They turn to Jose Mariano Gomez. With a middle name like Mariano, you have to be a good pitcher, right? He is from Santa Rosalia, Mexico. This will be his second appearance for the Mets. He was promoted at the end of last week when the Mets were facing Jupiter back at Clover Park, and he got the start in game two of a doubleheader against the Hammerheads. He went three innings, giving up six hits and five runs. He did not walk a batter. He struck out four. He pitched the first two innings scoreless, looked really good, and then it kind of came apart on him in the third inning when he gave up all five of his runs. But if he can pitch like he did in the first and second inning, then he will do just fine for himself. Prior to his promotion, Gomez went 3-0 in nine total games with the FCL team with a 1.45 ERA, striking out 25, walking just 5 in 19 innings. So you know he's going to come in here and he's going to deliver strikes. Gomez on the mound for the Mets. He is 19 years old, and he was signed by the Mets as an international free agent in 2021. Starting pitcher for the Blue Jays is right-hander Yandri Rojas, a 20-year-old from San Juan, Venezuela. This will be his 12th game and his 6th start with Dunedin. He is 1-2 with the 5.17 ERA for the Blue Jays. He pitched two games with the FCL Blue Jays prior to being promoted this year with Dunedin. 38 innings, 41 hits, 22 runs, all earned. He's walked 14 and has struck out 31. Rojas, the starting pitcher for the Blue Jays. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets leading off. And playing shortstop is Diego Mosquera. Correll Paz will bat second and play left. He's on a five-game hitting streak. Nick Morabito bats third. He's the center fielder. Alfredo Lara hits cleanup. He's at third base. Vincent Prozo had a three-hit game yesterday doing the catching and batting fifth. Carlos Dominguez hits sixth. He's in right field, returning to the site of his heroics last year in the postseason. Kellum Clark is the DH batting eighth, seventh. Yarel Martinez will bat eighth. He's at first. He had two hits yesterday. And Kevin Villavicencio, after being off yesterday, bats ninth. He is at second base. For the Blue Jays, defensively, Nicholas Deschamps is doing the catching for Rojas. Brennan Orfe at first base. Angel Del Rosario at second. Manuel Beltre at short. Tucker Thoman, the third baseman. In left field, it's Jaden Rudd. The center fielder is Braden Berry. And the right fielder is Jace Borifin. Blue Jays in their alternate blue tops tonight. The Dunning and D in white on the left chest. The Mets going to stick with their road grays, which they won in yesterday. Our home plate umpire tonight is Davian Fry. He looks around, signals at Rojas for the first pitch. Rojas, with basically his back turned to the hitter, will throw the first pitch, and it's popped up by Mosquera, and it will be in foul ground. Orf making the catch for the first out. So Diego Mosquera begins tonight's game the exact same way he began yesterday's game, swinging on the first pitch and making an out. Well, it was all uphill for the Mets after that, so they will try to repeat that performance this evening. And the Mets yesterday won 6-2, one of the best games they played all season, if not the best. So they have that hope that they can repeat the effort tonight, as Correll Paz will step in. He did not play yesterday, shows no interest in swinging at the first pitch, takes it for a strike, looks back like he wanted to challenge the pitch. We do not have challenge system on Wednesdays, only Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The one pitch
And changeup 86 in there for strike two, and Paws will step out and use his timeout. Oh, he almost didn't. He saw that clock hit 10 seconds, realized he hadn't called it yet, and he did at the last moment. He actually had to call timeout. You can't just stand off to the side, and the umpire will assume you want it. 0-2 pitch coming, and it's going to be a broken back ground ball to the second baseman, Del Rosario. Lollipop throw in time to beat Paws. Two up, two down in the top of the first. And we did see some quick innings by the
Center
Mets at the plate
four,
yesterday.
Nick Morabito.
They had a four-pitch inning in the sixth. Well, they have come out here and they've tried to attack whoever has been on the mound for the Blue Jays. Sometimes yesterday it worked, other times it did not. Third batter is Nick Morabito. He takes a fastball low for ball one. Nick, quiet day yesterday, 0 for 5 with the pair of strikeouts. 1-0 pitch is sawed off foul to the on-deck circle on the first base side, the home dugout, and it's 1-1. Remember yesterday how I said it was going to be beautiful all week long? Well, there is some weather out there. To our south, and we're hoping it stays away. The wind's trying to blow it away. Swing and a miss on a fastball at 93, and it's 1-2. But every once in a while, those clouds look they are getting closer. I hear a rumble of thunder. There was a flash of lightning out in the distance. So there is some concern. 1-2. Rojas delivers the breaking ball. Too high on appeal, no check swing. Alex Lawry, the base umpire, said Morabito held up. Very unique delivery from Rojas. Again, he's working from the stretch, and he comes set, and you can basically see his full back of his jersey if you're the hitter. He's really turned around. Foul ball is sent to the backstop. So trying to hide his delivery as long as possible. Mets will have to make the adjustment. Watch all the video you want leading up to the actual game, but until you get in the box, you never really know. Slider outside, and it is a full count on Morabito. No score, two outs, just underway in the top of the first. Game two of a six-game series. Rojas, the 3-2 pitch, and it's outside for ball four. Morabito battles back from the 1-2 count to take the walk. No 1-2-3 inning for Rojas to start. Morabito having some trouble getting all of his equipment off to the bat boy as he heads down to first.
Like
Dunedin, just like Fort Myers, the bat boy, the bat girl, they are basically in T-shirts, a helmet, and shorts. Not my favorite look. I always liked when the bat boys were and girls are in uniform. What do I know? Morabito's trying to steal, throw to second. Too late. Stolen base for Morabito. He's in a scoring position with two outs. Deschamps got the throw off. Too late. One hopped out there to Del Rosario at second. Wilfredo Lahr, the top Mets hitter in the lineup. Biggest power threat and run driving in threat is at the plate. Took that first pitch for a strike. And the slider down and away for ball one. Well, Lara didn't get a hit yesterday. He went 0 for 3, but he scored twice. He reached on a walk and an error, and the Mets got him around both times. Rojas, fastball, strike two on the corner. We do have the automated ball strike system calling all the pitches tonight. Davian Fry just relaying what he hears in his earpiece. Off the Mets yesterday, their pitching staff, the three-man crew of Tong, Alfonseca, and Fago did a great job. Miguel and Fago, not one walk between the two in the final six innings. Tougher with the ABS days to avoid walks. A 1-2 pitch, and it's fouled away. A late swing on a slider. Lahr hitting 264, leads the team with 13 home runs. He's driven in 42. Again, he was hanging out in extended spring training for the entirety of April. No surprise campaign. A 1-2 pitch, and he foul tip strike three, a high fastball at 92. Rojas gets it by Lahr, and the inning is over. No runs for the Mets, no hits, no errors, one man stranded. Jose Mariano Gomez makes the start for the Mets on the other side of the break.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Y'all ready for this?
Speaker right over the crowd mic always makes for an interesting broadcast, doesn't it? Jose Gomez on the mound for the Mets. He was promoted to St. Lucie from the Complex League last week. Pitched well in the Complex League, deserved the promotion. Pitched three innings, giving up six hits and five runs and a loss. Doubleheader game two loss to Jupiter on Friday night. He pitched well the first two innings, gave up all five of his runs in the third. Mets defense, Perozo doing the catching for the second straight game. Yoel Martinez at first base. Kevin Villavicencio out at second. Diego Mosquera, the shortstop. Wilfredo Lahr at third. Correll Paz in left. Morbido in center. Dominguez is in right. Mets defense shined yesterday. Had a nice game in the victory. Braden Berry set to lead it off. First pitch. Is ball one down and in. Berry yesterday 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts from the top spot. This Dunedin team hasn't done a lot of hitting this year. And the Mets rank second to last and last in the league in hitting. Here's a sky ball down the left field line, and that's going to be caught by Paz. Well, that was up there a long time. The wind had it right down the line, blew back, plenty to fair territory. Paz had to make the adjustment. Gomez retires the leadoff man. Yesterday, the Blue Jays' offense mustered just 5 hits, all singles. Jonah Tong walked 3. Those were their only base runners. Well, Bago hit a batter, but that's it. You can hold the team to 5 singles, 3 walks, and a hit batter. Having a good night on the mound and defensively. Here's Tucker Thoman, top-ranked prospect on this team, second-round compensation pick by Toronto last year. He went 1-4-3 with a single and hit by pitch and a run yesterday. That qualifies as probably the best day for a Dunedin hitter, at least in the top two. 2-0 pitch, gets in for a strike at 80. Gomez, 19, from Santa Rosalia, Mexico. Working out of the stretch. 2-1 pitch, missed up and away at 79. Tried for the changeup again. Gomez working from the middle of the rubber, 3-1 pitch. Missed down and in for ball 4. An early walk from Jose Gomez, who Again, didn't walk anybody in his last start, only walked 5 in 19 innings in the complex league. But we'll say the ABS system working, like I mentioned in the top of the first inning. Don't have ABS as tight strike zone in the complex league. He did not have the ABS strike zone on Friday, so this is going to be an adjustment period. You're either in the strike zone or you're out. The borderline pitches don't exist. You're in or you're out. Here's the first pitch, fastball outside to Borfin. Now, Borfin had 2 hits yesterday, so he had the best game. Offensively, infield hit and a clean single to right. His last 2 at-bats. Jace Borfin waits on this pitch. It comes inside corner for a strike. 1-1, 1 out, 1 runner on first base. No score in the bottom of the first. Ominous clouds continue to come near the ballpark as the wind tries to push them away. This pitch is a ball low. It squirts away from Perozzo, but not far enough. Perozzo is decked out in new catching equipment. He's got a black mask, black chest protector, black shin guards. No logos, no design. Just straight Darth Vader back there. 2-1 pitch is foul tipped. Fastball 87. And Gomez, he was around 89, 90 in his last start. Unlikely to just continuously be able to blow it by hitters. Has to locate. 2-2 pitch coming to Borfin. We'll have to wait. Throw goes to first instead. Gomez set. Good size lead for Toman. Not going. Pitches outside for ball 3. Fastball clocked at 88. Now with 1 out and a full count. Good chance that Toman will be on the run. He's off. Pitch comes home. Swung on and missed for strike 3. No throw by Perozzo. Couldn't get the ball out of his mitt. Borfin strikes out on a pitch that looked low. Could have been ball 4. He's the second out of the inning. Toman up to second base. And Roque Salinas is at the plate. A 2-out runner in scoring position for the Blue Jays in the bottom of the first. Same scenario that the Mets had. Salinas takes a breaking ball at the knees for a strike, and immediately Perozzo dashes out to the mound. That was a cross-up. Perozzo did a nice job to make the catch anyways. He runs all the way back to home plate after a very brief word with his starting pitcher, Jose Gomez. Nothing in one on Salinas, who went 0-for-4 yesterday, drove in a run on a ground out. Second pitch is tapped out to second. Villavicencio charging, throws, and retires Salinas. Nice running play on the ground ball by Villavicencio. Toman stranded in scoring position. Go to the second. No score at TD Ballpark.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Leading off the top of the second inning for the Mets.
Yes, let's do that. We're in the second inning, no score. Same as yesterday. Both teams stranding a two-out runner in scoring position. Vincent Perozzo had the top day for all offensive players yesterday with a 3-for-4 game. The only player in the game with an extra base hit, and that was a double in the eighth inning. And he golfs the first pitch he sees into shallow left field, and that will be caught by Rudd. One pitch, one out for Rojas in the top of the second. I think yesterday we had 3 or 4 one-pitch
right
outs
fielder,
to start
10,
innings.
Carlos Dominguez.
We've already had 2 today. A scare for the Mets in the top of the first, and Perozzo here for the Mets in the top of the second. We'll say this, the Mets, you know, trying to be aggressive, but their best innings yesterday when they scored 3 runs in the second and 3 runs in the eighth is when they showed some patience. There are walks in each of those innings. Here's Dominguez taking a ball and then another. This is Carlos's first at-bat of the series. His final at-bat last year here in this stadium was a 2-run homer to turn a 1-run deficit into a 1-run lead in the top of the ninth inning in game one of the FSL Championship Series. Just a massive, historic home run for the St. Lucie Mets. So probably not running through his mind at the moment as he is in a 2-1 count with Rojas. 2-1 pitch, look out, nearly hits him. He drops the bat so it doesn't hit his hands and then the bat. 3 balls and a strike. Three-one pitch, he will attack it and foul it back for a full count. Well, it's not exactly been the year that Carlos has hoped for. It's been an injury-plagued season. And as he's gotten his way back to full health, just hasn't been the same productive player that he was last season. Of course, he's been behind the eight ball all year because of the injuries. And he cannot check his swing, goes around too far on the high fastball out of the zone, and strikes out. Two up, two down. Yandri Rojas has retired 5 of the 6 batters he has faced. And Gomez, 20 years old from Venezuela, started the season in the FCL, quickly got up to Dunedin. Did appear against the Mets in the prior series back in late June and July. July 1st at Clover Park held the Mets to 1 run and 3 hits and 3 innings, pitched the final 3 innings to get a save. First pitch to Kellum Clark is a ball. Second pitch is a ball outside as well. Fastball inside, 3-0. That game that Clark, or rather that Rojas ended up saving, was a 10-3 Dunedin win. Dunedin scored 8 runs in the final 3 innings. A very close game through the first 6. 3-0 pitch coming to Clark. He will take a strike. Clark in his second day as a St. Lucie Met. Promoted from the FCL. 8 for 26 in 11 games for the Complex League team. 3-1 pitch. Clark will line it into center field, falling fast for a base hit. Kellum Clark on the board, his first career single-A hit. A 2-out single in the third inning. Clark, the Mets' 20th-round draft pick this summer out of Mississippi State. Thought he had a good game at the plate yesterday without a hit. Had some nice at-bats. Worked a big walk in the eighth inning that helped Three runs push across, a couple of hard hit outs. Now he has a base knock into center. Inning continues for Yerel Martinez. First pitch is a ball outside. Clouds have moved closer here to the ballpark. The wind is picking up and slightly changing direction. We are clear for now. Throw to first, Clark. Belly flops back in. He's safe. The low rumble of thunder continues. Now here in Dunedin, we're right off the Gulf of Mexico. As this pitch is ripped foul down the first base line. We're also across the bay from Tampa Bay. So sometimes when those big storms hit Tampa and then they try to cross the bay, they fizzle out. So they've referred to this place as the Dunedin Bubble in the past. It's one of the least rained out Florida State League teams on a yearly basis. 1-1 pitch is high and away. I think what I've been calling St. Lucie Met games for 8 seasons now, and I think it probably took 5 or 6 seasons in to finally get a rainout here in Dunedin. That could be put to the test tonight. 2-1 pitch. Clark trying to steal. Throw to second base. Skips into center field. Clark gets tangled at the shortstop, Beltre. And we can't advance any further. But Kellum Clark steals second. Only a good throw clearly beats him. But a one-hop bouncer from the catcher to Shams, second baseman Del Rosario couldn't make the catch on the bounce. Three balls and a strike to Martinez. Clark in scoring position, no score in the second inning. He fires in a fastball that's fouled straight back. Yeah, folks, I think it might just be a matter of time where the rain hits. I can't believe I jinxed us yesterday. 3-2 pitch. Inside. Ball 4. Yerel Martinez takes a walk. Well, the tarp is rolled up down the left field line, but the crew has assembled. And now we will have a mound visit. Bullpen coach Corey Reardon out for a word. The crowd is starting to head to higher ground. Now we got rain coming into the broadcast booth. And we don't really have a roof here or a overhang. Water starting to blow straight in. Umpires getting together with a member of the Dunedin front office staff looking at radars. Sure, the Blue Jays were hoping to get the last out right there and be able to put the tarp on the field. Whoa! Hello, big lightning. Umpires waving teams off the field. Tarp crew coming out. It's on the verge of whacking us here at TD Ballpark. The rain is starting to sprinkle down. The lightning is closer. The wind has totally shifted directions. It was blowing out to center. Now it's blowing in. So we are in a weather delay. Announcement of inclement weather has been made. And they will head to the lower concourse. Encourage the fans to do that. We will stick on the broadcast right here just to make sure the tarp gets placed on the field. Take the crowd mic out of the window. Got a lot going on here. They've attached the tarp to the tractor, Gator tractor. It's being rolled out. Again, it's not a heavy rain right now, so this should not be an issue to get this tarp on the field. It only really becomes an issue to get the tarp on the field when they start too late and rain weighs the tarp down. That will not appear to be an issue. Well, they've rolled the tarp all the way out, all the ground crew members. There's about 10. Everybody's going to grab a handle and start to pull. The wind's actually going to help them pull. They've nearly got it. Again, they're bringing it in from the left field area, the opposite of what you see at Clover Park. Well, they've got it just around second base, start becoming lighter as there's less of it to pull. They're getting near the mound. They've got it on top of the mound. It's over the mound, just a little bit further to cover home plate and the first base side. That has been done. And they've got it safely on. All right, so the tarp safely on the field. Now there's a portion of the tarp that's blowing too far past, and third base is uncovered. I don't think they realize this yet. So third base and shortstop now becoming uncovered. They're going to need quite a few people to fix that. Whoa, big lightning again. And the rain starting to pick up. Again, they got the tarp all the way on. It's almost like they pulled it too far, and now the wind is going to get into the tarp, and it's going to become difficult to pull it back over third base. Mets, Blue Jays have vacated their dugouts. They're heading for their clubhouses, which are not attached to the dugouts. Ground screw ended up fixing that portion of the tarp. Now that was pulled too far. Now it's starting to bubble up. Everybody's got to grab a strap and hold on to it and make sure that the tarp doesn't blow off. The wind is whipping at about as fast as it's been all night. A lot of air bubbles in that tarp. Of course, you want to keep that tarp low to the ground. Don't let the air get under it and start to blow it away, but also with the lightning getting closer and scarier, you also want those grounds crew guys, the ladies, the front office folks to be able to get off the field. Now, right now, they're basically standing on the field trying to make sure the tarp doesn't blow away. You're going to have a couple of grounds crew members go off and get the gator tractors to park it on the tarp, throw out some sandbags maybe. But we are in a weather delay. Looks like the tarp is safely on the field. Wind's not blowing it around anymore. They're going to try to weigh it down the best they can. But we are in a weather delay in the top of the second inning. Mets have two runners on, first and second, with two outs. There is no score. And this was a surprise. We looked at the weather yesterday before game one, and all days look clear. Went to bed last night, and it looked like there was a 30% chance of rain around game time, which was higher than we thought. And then overnight looked like it was getting better. And then all of a sudden, you go around 5:30 today, and it looked like there was a 10% chance. That's pretty low in Florida. Lo and behold, here we are. You never can predict the Florida weather. But we are in a weather delay. Here at the 7 o'clock hour, tarp is on the fields. Looks like we will be able to continue this game at some point once this weather moves through. It's expected to be now a long night here at TD Ballpark as these two teams have to wait out the rain and then play about eight more innings. We'll shut down the broadcast for now. We'll keep you updated on Twitter at St. Lucie Mets. We'll pop back on the broadcast when we are ready to start. But right now, we are in a weather delay. No score, two outs, two on. Top of the second inning.